Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That is the best place to get in touch with the program. Still to come on the program about 30 minutes from now, we will hear from former governor, Robert Bentley. We'll talk Medicaid expansion and get his thoughts on some of the politics of the day in Alabama as we are 30 days away, or less than 30 days away, I should say, from the Republican primary, May 24th. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. He is running for State House, District 64, Baldwin County. Angelo Fermo joins us on the line. Angelo, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning, man. Appreciate y'all having me on the show. Big fan, so thanks, man.
Hey, and you're very kind to say that. Angela, let's kick it off here. You're running State House. I guess the first question should be, tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, you know, I'm a retired special agent from Homeland Security, and I was a police officer in Mississippi right around 9/11. And when 9/11 happened, you know, the government basically swooped a ton of people up back then because it was, if you had the experience and education, the government wanted to put everybody out there in the field because they didn't know what was coming. And I got picked up at the time as a special agent with U.S. Customs Service, and my first post of duty was out in Texas. And I met a gentleman from Baldwin County by the name of Joe Bethan in Laredo, Texas, and he liked my work ethic, and he told me, he said, son, if you ever want to come with me to Alabama, you know, I'll bring you with me. So I was like, yeah, you know, if you can get me out of here, I would love to come out. You know, I'm originally from Mississippi, and it was close to home. So about 6-7 years later, he remembered that promise, and he, you know, got me transferred over here. And to be honest with you, it was the best thing that ever happened in my life. You know, I did that for a couple of years and retired. And you know, people ask me, well, why do you want to run for the State House seat? Well, one of the reasons was because when I was in the government, I had noticed around 2015, you know, under the Obama administration, that it was almost like they would take tools out of our tool belt for preventing us from doing our job in law enforcement. And I'm one of these people that if you leave it out there, I'm going to figure a workaround. You know, I'm not going to just sit there and have no for an answer, or I'm going to continue to try to figure out the best solution to get the criminal in jail. And so I went to Sam Cochran, who was a friend of mine, and I pitched some ideas that I had about strengthening tools within the state of Alabama. And he helped me out by assigning an attorney to me. And basically, we went and looked at some laws in the other state and just redrafted and crafted, and I worked in Montgomery on it. And I saw how when you push those laws in the state, you know, I've put, you know, over 300 people in jail in my career, but when you draft a law and implement it within the state, it not only impacts your community, it impacts the whole state. So, you know, after I retired from the government, I just easily transitioned over this because, you know, I still have a desire to want to serve and make the state better. When I looked to get out and go, actually a gentleman approached me right when I got out, and he's like, hey, Angelo, you know, I think we really need to try to tee you up for Congress. And I was like, you have lost your mind. I said, I just got out of that bubble. I want to make sure my goal is for Alabama, strengthen Alabama, strengthen the state, prevent federal government overreach, you know, from outside into the state. So that's kind of how it worked out. There were some things that occurred under the Obama, pretty much the same, under the Biden administration. They kind of just got to the point that I just was like, I can't do this anymore, because it was almost like they were preventing us from doing our job, and they were putting out regulations and stipulations that had just kind of gotten crazy in there. You know, they had, at one point, they had put countdown clocks on our government computers. And I'm not against, you know, against the vaccine. I took it. My wife was in the healthcare field for 23 years. She took it. But you can't have your body your choice when it comes, you know, that can't be your slogan when it comes to abortion. But on the other side, you're going to force people to take it. And we had people within my office that didn't want to take it. And the government put countdown clocks on the computers to start disciplinary action on them. And I just got to the point where I was like, this isn't what I swore an oath to the Constitution to do, to discipline people that, you know, that I go through doors with. So, you know, I pivoted, you know, and prayed on it. And here we are today.
Now you're running for 64 Baldwin County, kind of that central sliver there of Baldwin County, North Baldwin County, down now, been redrawn all the way south, a lot further south than it used to go. The Baldwin County is very poised right now. We're going to have explosive population growth expected to over the next 10 years. I'll talk about this a little bit. The how important it is to have a presence in Montgomery and the state legislature from this part of the state. Sometimes we ought to forget about the state government's role and what's going on in our local politics.
It's probably one of the biggest complaints. So just so you know, like from day one when I started this process, I've been to over 5,300 homes going door to door. I'm on my second pair of shoes. I tell my wife I'm not embarrassed to say I sleep on a heating pad at night, and I take hot baths with Epsom salt because my body is just beat down. But when you go out there and you talk to these people like that, you're hearing the problems within that, and you're absolutely right. Baldwin County is it's not going to blow up in 10 years. It's blown up now. I mean, it, to the point that the roads aren't keeping up with the development. And that's a priority of, I would have to say that's probably the number one priority of the citizens over here, that they want the infrastructure and the roads fixed. And it's a challenging thing. And you're absolutely right. You have to have representation up there that's going to fight for that. We got to work with our county commissioners. We got to work with the people in Montgomery. I mean, Baldwin County in itself is producing a ton of money. That's going to Montgomery through our tourist, our tourist industry and stuff like that. You've got to invest back into your business. And if the business of generating money from tourist industry isn't within Baldwin County, then they need to be helping with the road development.
Yeah, and it's just keep it up with that. And you know, a lot of people would say that they do feel slighted. And look, it's always been that way sort of historically in Alabama, that southern part of the state kind of gets the crumbs or whatever, that places that the power structure in Alabama, which is sort of Montgomery, Birmingham, the Huntsville corridor there. And sometimes they have to look at our part of the state as kind of a runaway province, and it's important to kind of be there tapping them on the shoulder. The governor, whoever it may be, is in charge of certain policy things to say, hey, you know, don't leave us out. We could talk about BP oil settlement, all of that kind of stuff. It's just this perception that you got to keep in check, right?
I agree 100%, and I think that's kind of, you know, I'm a small business owner. I've had small businesses over 12 years. And the thing about it is, you know, I never really took anything out of those businesses because I allowed them to grow. And it's the same concept here. You can't take from Baldwin County and not give back with some crumbs. You've got to have somebody that's going to go up there and fight for you from day one about that. And, you know, when I first started this, I had a lunch with a gentleman that's like, oh, no, you know, that's Montgomery's never going to agree to that. They're not going to. I don't like to hear the answer no, you know, and, you know, I've worked in Washington in the past. It basically, you just keep going door to door until you find that person says, well, here's the reason why. Well, okay, let's figure out a way to get it going, because no is not the answer. I tell people that, like, for this position, you know, with my experience and education that I already have, the voters are hiring me to work for them. I'm ready to go day one. I'm not intimidated by the people. I'm not intimidated by the system. I can start day one, hit the ground running. And just because somebody said, hey, you can't get more money back into Baldwin County, I want to work harder to try to make, you know, an example of, yes, you can. So you're right. They've been giving us crumbs. I think we need to get out there and fight for what's due back to us.
Joined by Angelo Fermo. He's running for State House here in Alabama, District 64, Baldwin County. Angelo, let's hit some of the hot buttons. I'm sure it's going to come up, but we'll kick it off. Gambling. Where do you think the state needs to go on that issue?
Well, you know, I definitely think on the gambling front, we need a lottery, but the lottery doesn't need to be tied to, you know, it needs to be a clean bill. Here it is, lottery. We need it because if you drive across I-10 in Florida on any given day, there's a line of cars there with Alabama license plates. I mean, our money's going into the systems within other states, and it needs to be staying here. As far as the casinos here, I mean, I don't know how the rest of the state feels. I don't want one in Baldwin County. I'm being in law enforcement. I know the other side of what comes with that. You know, you have some other, you know, entities that come with that. So I'm for the lottery, you know, as far as the casino in Baldwin County or, you know, for this area, no. But again, that's, I don't know how the other rest of the state feels.
What do you think, looking at the legislature now and some of the legislative business that's been done, the knock on the Alabama legislature from a lot of people, not necessarily me, but that we have a very right of center state, a very, very, very conservative state. And oftentimes the legislature kind of falls into this trap, falls into this, a direction that it's not woke or left of center, but it tends to be pro-business, sort of establishment Republican. Where do you see yourself kind of in that mix?
Are you referring to, like, the hardline conservatives or the business?
Yeah, do you see yourself as a guy that's going to be, fighting against gas tax increases and fighting, some of the culture war stuff going on? Or do you see yourself as, the rising tide lifts all boats. What's good for the business community is good for everybody. Where are you?
Look, my whole life I've been a fighter. So I'm against 100% against the gas tax, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, anything, there's a reason all the people are moving here to Alabama. I mean, Baldwin County, I think I heard the other day, was like the seventh largest growing county in the United States. They're moving here for a reason because they like our values. We don't need to start changing anything. We've got a good system in place. We just need to tweak and fix and modify, you know, some of the things that we have. But I'm going to stand firm. Like you see with the gas tax, I mean, you don't have to look far. Other states are doing, you know, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just look at what some of the other states are doing. You know, I can't remember if it's still going on, but Georgia, at one point when the economy was having an issue, Georgia passed a thing on their gas tax, you know, to alleviate from some of the inflation. You know, Alabama needs to be doing something similar. We need to be focusing on those taxes. I've met people going door to door, even on the food tax. They're driving into Florida to get their groceries and come back to Alabama. That should never be a conversation that comes out of anybody's mouth. So there are areas within that we need to fix. We still have a great state. I mean, I think it's the best. I love it. My family loves it here. And again, that's why people are moving here. But I'm going to stand my ground firm. And I don't like to hear the answer is no.
Last question. We'll wind it down on this. Law enforcement. So I'm very curious to hear your answer to this. Did the whole constitutional carry issue, we saw how it wound up in the legislature this year. A lot of law enforcement got on the side of it, the prohibited users database. Do you think the legislature handled that issue properly?
I think at the end it did because the people wanted to vote for the constitutional carry. They wanted it. I mean, there was a big outcry for it. And I mean, at the end of the day, the voters are the people we work for. You're not hired for the people to work for you. You work for them. And if the majority of the people say that that's what they want, then that's what you have to go with. Whether you agree with it or not, again, you work for the voters. And whatever they want is what you should stand behind and fight for.
Hey, Angelo, if folks want to find out more about your campaign or get in touch with you, do you have a website or a social media page or something you can point them to?
Yeah, absolutely. Check me out at angelofermo.com or find me on Facebook. I have a political page there. Please follow me on there. And like I said, we've got less than 30 days to go, and I'm going to be running all the way to the end. The date, May 24th. And I tell all these people going house to house in Alabama, that is the election date. It's not November. It's the primary. So make sure you study up on all, not just this race, but all your candidates. And make sure that we field the best team to fight for us in Montgomery.
Angelo, we appreciate your time, and best of luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too. Angelo Fermo, he's running for State House, District 64. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.